As we go to air, Pope Benedict XVI is in the Redemptoris Mater Chapel of the Apostolic Palace, where less than a half hour ago the Lenten spiritual exercises of the papal household began. In this priestly year, Salesian Father Enrico del Davolo is preaching the retreat on the theme of divine vocation. The exercises will have morning and afternoon sessions all week long, during which time all papal audiences are suspended, the weekly general audience not excepted. Earlier in the day, at the traditional Sunday Angelus with the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square, Pope Benedict spoke of Lent as a time of spiritual struggle against diabolical forces, a season that is to be lived in the company of the Lord, who himself retreated into the desert to face the devil's temptations.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, mercoledì scorso, con il rito penitenziale delle ceneri, abbiamo iniziato la Quaresima, tempo di rinnovamento spirituale che prepara la celebrazione annuale della Pasqua.
The Holy Father's Angelus reflections were inspired by this Sunday's Gospel reading from St. Luke, which tells of how our Lord fasted 40 days before facing the temptations of the devil, temptations to substitute utter reliance on God with reliance on the apparently more accessible material goods, to replace true worship of God and a place in his kingdom with idolatrous worship of power and lust for domination, the temptation to put off trust in providence and put God to the test.
Dobbiamo credere in Dio, non fare da Dio materiale del nostro esperimento.
Pope Benedict went on to say that if we bear in mind and heart the Word of God, if the Word enters into our lives, if we trust in God, we can resist the tempter's every deception. Lent, said Pope Benedict, is like a long retreat during which we can collect ourselves and listen to the voice of God, overcome the temptations of the evil one and find the truth of our being. A season of spiritual struggle to be lived together with Jesus, not with pride and conceit, but using the weapons of faith, of prayer, of attention to the Word of God, and penance. In this way, said Pope Benedict, we shall come to celebrate Easter in truth, ready to renew the promises of our baptism.
Angelus Domini nunciavit Mariae.
After the traditional prayer of Marian devotion, the Holy Father greeted pilgrims in several languages, including English.
I offer a warm greeting to all the English-speaking visitors present for this Angelus prayer, especially the boys and girls of the London Oratory Union Choir. In today's Gospel, the Church invites us to contemplate Christ's victory over temptation and to imitate his complete obedience to the Father's will. May the Lenten season which we have now begun draw us closer to the Lord in prayer and prepare us to celebrate worthily his victory over sin and death at Easter. Upon all of you invoke God's abundant blessings.